91X News.
It's 12 degrees and overcast. I'm Sarah Yanetta with 91X News. It's Small Business Week in Canada. Steph Crozier has more on how local chambers of commerce are supporting small businesses.
The chambers of commerce of the Quinte area are holding seminars all this week. Organizer Suzanne Andrews says it's a great way for local businesses to grow.
With the hopes that, you know, it's going to help them to maybe grow their business be able to expand using these new technologies.
On Friday night, the Royal Canadian Air Force Museum will host the annual Quinte Business Achievement Awards. There, business owners will be recognized for their hard work and development. Steph Crozier, 91X News.
A jury in Picton, Ontario, has convicted Dean Brown of two counts of first-degree murder and one count of attempted murder. The Belleville man shot his ex-girlfriend's younger sister, Whitney, and mother, Tracy Hanna. Trenton Hydro One crews were out this morning working to restore service for 15,000 customers across Ontario. Heavy winds and strong rain rolling through the province last night knocked down power lines. More than 1,400 customers are without electricity in Huntsville area and 3,500 near Orleans. Other outages are near Orillia, Minden, Tweed, Van Cleek Hill, Fenland Falls, and Bancroft, with smaller interruptions in other regions. Hydro says some customers would see their power restored this morning, but others will have to wait until this afternoon. Libraries all across Ontario are hosting special activities until this Saturday, marking the annual Ontario Public Library Week. Miller Reynolds has more.
Quinte West Public Library CEO Rita Turtle says they are hosting a special draw with an exciting prize.
We started our Public Library Week celebrations early, actually. We had a children's concert on Saturday. And then throughout the week this week, we're inviting the public to come in and use our services, but we're also offering a draw on an e-book reader.
Library Week started in the province in 1985. Ontario now has over 1,000 libraries with more than 66 million visits to libraries every year. Miller Reynolds, 91X News.
Prime Minister Stephen Harper says the death of Libyan dictator Muammar Gaddafi means he will never be able to terrorize his own people or the world again. The Prime Minister called Gaddafi's death the beginning of the end of Canada's military mission in Libya. They were Harper's first remarks after Gaddafi was confirmed dead today, as his hometown of Sirte fell to the rebels who ousted him. Gaddafi's death ended the 42 years totalitarian control of Libya by the man once hailed as the King of Kings of Africa. Canada recently gave Libya's new provisional government, the National Transitional Council, an additional $10 million to clean up weapons of mass destruction and help the country make the transition to democracy. Canadian fighter jets flew 10% of NATO's sorties on Libya in support of the rebels who toppled Gaddafi's regime in August and to protect innocent civilians from forces loyal to the dictator. That's 91X News to 203. Here's Kurt Weiss with sports.
Good afternoon. All seven Canadian teams are in action tonight with 11 games in total. The Leafs are in Boston at 7 p.m. Joffrey Lupul and Phil Kessel look to continue their dominance, and Nazem Kadri has been recalled from the AHL's Toronto Marlies for the contest. Nashville travels to Vancouver in a game where both teams are struggling. The Predators have dropped three straight, while the Canucks have lost four of six. Other Canadian teams in action: Winnipeg is in Ottawa and Montreal is in Pittsburgh, where the Penguins welcome back defenseman Brooks Orpik from an abdominal injury. Finally, the New York Rangers are in Calgary and Minnesota is in Edmonton. And in local hockey, the Picton Pirates battle the Campbellford Rebels tonight. That game's 7:30. Major League Baseball, Game 2 of the World Series is tonight, 8:05 p.m. Jaime Garcia will pitch for the Cardinals, while Colby Lewis is on the mound for the Rangers. The Cards won Game 1 3-2 last night on a chilly night in St. Louis. In the National Football League, Terrell Owens' agent says the veteran wide receiver is ready to come back to the NFL. The 37-year-old has been rehabbing a left knee injury that needed surgery. He's currently a free agent. In racing, NASCAR has made a Lionheart decal for drivers to honor the late Dan Weldon, who wore that on the back of his helmets. Toronto's Stephanie Edmondson clinched a 2-1 victory over Mexico in women's team squash. The win advances Canada to the gold medal match against Colombia, which is taking place this afternoon. The Canadian men's squash team will get at least bronze when they take on the United States or Argentina in the semifinals also this afternoon. That's your sports. Here's Sarah Yanetta with 91X Weather.
After a two-day heavy rain warning, we're only expecting some light drizzles of rain this afternoon, so make sure you have your umbrella with you still. We're getting closer to winter with a low of 8 tonight and cloudy periods. Expect clouds tomorrow with only a little bit of sun peeking through with a high of 11. It's 12 degrees. I'm Sarah Yanetta with Kurt Weiss, 91X News, on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 3.
91X is CJLX, 91.3 FM, Belleville.